Holding a sim of Tavkuf Peivav, holding a Sif Tess, holding Mr. Brewer, and Sif Tess, we started Mr. Brewer, we didn't finish them, we're holding Mr. Brewer, Sif Cotton, Nun Beis. So the case was over here that there was a crack around the width of the Shofar, and this crack around the width of the Shofar, so we said if from the mouthpiece until where the crack is, there is a shir tekiah. So then it's kosher, because even if it's cracked, they cracked most of the way around the shofar, so it's not worse than if it fell off. We don't need it. It's not market. Okay. Nun beis. Nishir me'a said. Okay. So there remains from where the crack is towards the mouth a shir tekiah. So the he quotes from the Yerab and the Prima Gadim that if you glue it together. Can remember, there's no hole over here. You're not replacing anything. You're just addressing the fact that it's cracked. So you're addressing the fact that it's cracked by gluing it together. That's fine. It's better to use the other shofar. Why is that? Echad. Yimnei das hasoyrim. He quoted a different one opinion in Sif Ches. It's only kosher if you soften the shofar and sort of rub it back together and it glued itself back to itself. If you use other glue, it's not kosher. We have the second opinion, the issue of the Ben Yonason, which says that glue doesn't work. So this last point that he says with the Ben Yonason. Is the Ben Yonason holds it doesn't work? The case the Ben Yonason was talking about, the case was a crack of along the length, which we said before, this issue of that the nature of the crack is, since it's along the length, the blowing of the shofar will weaken it along that way. There's no reason to believe that's true when you go around the width. So since that's true, the Ben Yonason, which says that Devah doesn't work, he's talking about a case which it's cracked along the length, which has its nature that the blowing causes it to fall apart. Nature of the blowing is it causes the crack to extend. See, even with Devik, even with Devik, it's a problem. That's but here the case where it's this the roch, but not the orkai. So Ben Yonason didn't say he has a problem with that case. So Mishnah Berurah says it's a problem because of Ben Yonason. That's a little difficult to understand. Okay, Nun Gimel. Okay. If there remains a tzad piv, a full shear. Now, what about the other round? If from where the crack is toward the tzad piv, you don't have a full shear, but after the crack to the end of the shofar, you have a shear. No good. Dafka. Ask me dafka the tzad piv. The way heroyan anesa commanded it was. The way it works is we look at as if the part which is cracked, the rock by beroy, as if it's fallen off. Okay. So, if you have a full shear from there towards the mouth, you have a shofar. If you have no shear towards the mouth, so then that's not a shofar. And then afterwards, you can't say this big opening invite is not a shofar either. That's not a. Even though you're short, your shear, that's not beef. You can't decay, but who was shofar? Shem Asher Tekiya. So he's blowing by the mouthpiece. And that shofar is not the right size. What's afterwards is gone. So where's the shofar? What is your shofar? Nundal. Tanu Arba Gudolin. Shalom Abedin. It's four thumbs breadth of an average person. Modern Bamsa Hagodal, Leberosha Gudol, Shasham Miskatzer, who shear tefa. He measured across the width of the thumb by the joint, which is the widest place of the and that width across is called an agodal. And four of those the same shear and aloch as a tefa. It basically equals four of those would equal this area plus the thumb, so it equals a tefa. Okay. Nun hey. So in that situation, if it has that, it's kosher, even though it changes the sound. Feeling the Malkibas at Kia, the Lagar Minikav, the Lernistam, the Mashin Leela, Philip Nishana Kerla, we said the cave, there's a hole which we haven't stopped up, we pass in as kosher. So this for sure. Okay. Then some say it's kosher even if you start a feel of shalom litzad piv. Now, how did that work? So you say from the crack and onwards is the sheer shofar. So you have a shofar here. What's the problem? You're not blowing in that shofar. You're blowing in what's beforehand, which isn't a full shear. So is that considered that you're not blowing? You know, it's what do we? Can we say it's like a minu minu and a chaitz? It's like you're blowing into something else, which leads the air to the shofar. So you're blowing into the shofar. Elamai what? You're blowing something else in between. It's like minu minu and a chaitz. Obviously, there hamiyut shemafiv chaitz. Can yesh hefzik bein piv l'shofar? Because the shofar is from the crack and onwards, and he's blowing over there. The chashinu lezet the minu minu and a chaitz. It's vein on a royam osakilu nital, which has the kach after the. It's a case of necessity. We're starting back on this sheet. Okay. Chatzitza. Okay. Sifyon. Dibek Shivrei Shafar Zel Zet. Zubizeim Zet. Lost a man Shafar. It's possible. I feel like yesh b'shever shekinegad piv shear shofar. So you had a full shear shofar on the one by the mouth, but you didn't like the fact that it was so short. So you decided to take a different shofar, which is broken off, and fit it on the end and glue it on. So that's no good. Now the shofar is why. Drop that part and you have a shofar. So what's the problem? The problem is the sound's coming out of this other shofar. So the case before it was the same one shofar
coming out of both shofars.
Well, it's going out through shofar number one, but the sound's not actually coming out to shofar number two. So in the case before it was the same shofar. So over here it's a different shofar.
So I'm saying I didn't catch what you're saying. So basically you have like a part of it is the original shofar, but you're saying he wanted it longer, so he attaches another shofar like sticks on the top of it.
So the sound
so
comes out of the second shofar.
The sound is probably coming from both, not just.
No, he glued it together.
Okay, so the sound that's coming out is from both shofars, really.
Correct. Both shofars are generating the sound, but the sound is coming out of the second shofar.
You mean where it emanates from?
Where it emanates from?
So you're looking, not where it's flowing from the top. You're right. Saying that's where it's coming from.
Right. So they hold. So that's a problem. Okay. the same shiver nunzain. Dibik shivrei shofars. Hano, if you look at shivrei shofars shleimos, bigulon medibkon. I'm not sure exactly what that means. What he's adding over here. Shivrei shofars shleimos bigulon medibkon. There's two bent shofars that he glued together.
He said,
I'm not sure what he's picturing.
To me, it sounds like that it's concentric circles. You know, you have it's almost like you sliced it. In other words, it's not just pieces.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like literally,
that makes sense.
Complete circle, and you attach the circle. It's almost like a Lego. You attach the circles, and it comes out to one shaifa together. Okay. That's my understanding.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. Good. Thank you. Even if he doesn't use glue, he's medabbing it like we had before,
by getting it hot,
and then softening them and rubbing them together, and they fuse together. Even if it doesn't change the sound, it's no good. Filim yesh. So you had a shir shofar. So why are you doing this? He would like it to look longer. Looks nicer. Okay, she didn't curloy godel the commercial hoya. If you like it to have a stronger sound, the longer shofar gives you more sound. Now, the can is possible. It's possible. About time. The shofar echad amar rachmana v'loshene shofar. So we darshan shofar tzuruah. It can't be coming out of two shofars. So don't look at it as what shofar A is making the sound that's coming out of B. It's the both shofars are generating the sound. That's not accepted. Yud Aleph, Hoseh Olav Kol Shu.
On the ones that he says is okay, I'm not talking about the ones he obviously asks, but the ones that he's saying it's okay. He doesn't discuss Lachatchil and Medievet, so I'm assuming that it's, if he fixes it and it says it's kosher, that means it's
even Lachatchil. Right. I mean, before he discussed, he can get some examples where he said.
Because there's one point he says, if you have another shofar, use it.
Right.
But he doesn't say that for a lot of the other cases.
Correct.
Okay.
So Hetzel Lav Kolshu, he extended it by a little bit. And either end, even on the mouthpiece end, he made it a little bit longer, or the other direction. Yud Beis Hafachoi Utakaboy Lo Yotze. If he turned it over and he blew in it, he's not Yotze. Now, what does it mean he turned it over? So, two possibilities. He took a shofar, he softened it up, and he bent it, and he turned it inside out. It's like you turn a shirt inside out. He left the inside and the outside. He turned it around by taking the wide end and making it more narrow, and the narrow end making more wide. So loch is not yotze. Who adin in taka b'makim arachav pasul. The guy says, he has a smart idea. He's going to blow on the big end, and come out the small end. Lo yotze.
Are we pretty talented?
Probably is that talented. He's also not yotze.
Yeah. Be a good trick to do that.
Okay. Sekut and sam. Bein Ein hafach de keder. But Tom the ksib of a farter shofar tshuva. Suppose you use lashon of havara. So havara means you take it along the way. Derech havara beinan. The hainu keder shoayo maviroi beroish shemichay. So you use it in the same way it was on the ram's head when he was alive. You boiled it up and you soften it, and that allow you to change the sides. So what's derech gidi lasoi? So the way it grows is the larger end is on the animal's head, and the smaller end is further out. So we blow, we're not blowing, it grows out, and we're blowing from the wrong end. So if our whole thing is we want to use it as it grows, so Meshuvah says the chab is we use it as it grows, we take it from the end which is closest to us as the person, and we blow from it. Okay. So quotes that I did from the Ritva. He blew in the wrong end. It's a viter. He's blowing in the wrong end. That's not acceptable. Now, it's interesting. There's another explanation to explain why it's called derech havara, the way it grows, using the small end. Because the way it starts out with a small, the beginning of the head, it starts out with a small thing. And it adds more from the large end, pushing the small end up. So the derech havara is the small end is first. That's why we put it by our mouth. Mishabur doesn't say, he says this ritual, that's the Tzadakotzer Mool Peha Adam. Okay. Yud Gimel. Hoya Oroich Vikitzroi. It was a very long shayra.
With different animals, it work out in a different way. Like a deer works the other way. Because you start off with a horn, and then the horns branch out. So it's starting from the head and working its way up.
Right.
The beginning of the horn is the closest part to the head. But here, with these animals, it's starting off with a tiny little point. And then as the point's getting bigger and bigger, but the point comes first.
Right.
That's the first.
It was a long shiver and he shortened it. In the shiver shir, the key is kosher. Sama gimel hoy arba kitzroi. And after you meet a bezit tzad, then he shana karla yad ezeb. Whether the narrow end or the wide end, as long as it's still a shir. Bashin, what's the kiddush?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I mean, every shofar is shaped. They don't just pull it off the head of the animal and blow it. You have to work with it. You have to prepare it.
The loitema, the meaning, kol hakeren k'moshe yederek gedilosu b'rashayel. We said you have to use it kederek gedilosu as it grows, so we could understand it to mean whatever grew on the head has to be there to make it be a kosher shofar. So that's not true.
By definition, don't you have to take out the inside? That's also how it grows.
Well, what we take out is actually a piece of bone/cartilage, which is from the head of the animal, which held the shofar in place.
Oh, that's not part of the horn.
That's not part of the horn. Oh. And then we drill a hole through the other end, and we blow. So. So we were saying before that you need kedar kedil also the direction. So maybe you need the also the way it grew. No, that's not true. Kosher. So let's say you had a crack in part of it. So he wants to just cut off that whole part, and then the male we have no crack. It's fine. Now that also works. He scraped out the inside. So he made the wall of the shofar much thinner than it would naturally have been. Either he scraped on the wall from the inside or from the outside, and he made it a thinner wall. So it was a very even very thin wall, just like a layer on top, and that's it. It's still kosher. Okay, samakay. Come on, Galad Kosher. Fill Nishtana Kalam and Kimashahoy. Kim and Shain Hashini bought Mach Mustabarach. Alam is an author of Shoifer, Kala Kalas Kshem. It sounds differently, but this is the Shoifer. Right? So it's not something outside imposing it. You're just leaving part, you took away part of it, you're leaving part of the Shoifer. That's also acceptable. Test 12. Instead of taking out the zachrusa, was the piece of cartilage which was attached to the head of the animal, which held the shofar in place. So when they removed the shofar from the head of the animal, they cut off that zachrus with it. Then later on, they soften it and they pull it out. The guy says it's a waste of time. I have a better idea. I'm gonna drill through the zachrus. Right. Al Nakaba is also kosher. We don't silkar means between the walls of the shofar and where the person's breath is going, there is this zachrus. So we should argue there's a chitzitza. So we look at it as min v'minoy. Ben zachrus. Al mahotzi a zachrus the also mimenu shofar. Gan shenakav boy posel. If he had a big piece of zachrus, which is shishir tkiyah, he drills a hole through it and he wants to blow in it, that's not a shofar. There's a bone which comes out of the head of the animal into the shofar. When they make a shofar to blow, they remove that. He didn't remove it. He drilled all the way through it. So it's kosher. It's like two shofars. It's a foreign material. This is the original. That's how it came. Now, Ben Hanami, Imiotsioi, Benokaboy, Vixiroi, Dubosso. We talk it, we flip it, we do it around. He takes it out and puts it back in. Now it's like a separate item. So it's like two shofaris. Your sound is being generated by two different items. Let's say he takes the zachrus alone. The shofar milosh and shofaris she chalula. The word shofar means a tube, like a shofaris is a tube. This isn't. It's not a shofar. Even though it's the same min as the, it came from the same animal, same min. It's not chaytzis, but it's not a shofar. Okay. Tezayin. Tipozob imokam anochas pez posel. He put a metal band, a gold band, by the mouthpiece. So that's a psoah. Kosher. He put it around the outside of the shofar, a nice metal band, make it look pretty, not where you put your mouth. So it's kosher. Is possible. If you layer the whole inside with gold, you got a problem. If you layer the outside with gold, so now the pets. It's possible. Love is kosher. You have this extra layer of metal around the outside, will change how it resonates, and it'll sound differently. So that's no good. But if it doesn't affect the sound, it's kosher. Now, yesh before, so that's a lashon of a mishnah, a brisa. Okay. Now, yesh before shim. Welcome to Lachas Peh. Hano Ovi Asher for Letzad Penimi Shneich Sham Piv. That's called Hanochas Peh. But Sarachitim in Ovi Atzmoi Kari Shalom Welcome to Lachas Peh. So some learn. At the edge, you could put it inside the hole which you blow into, or on the outside of the shofar. If this is the shofar, you blow inside here, so you could put it inside, or you could put it outside around your mouth. Sitting on your mouth is sitting on gold, but you're blowing into the shofar. So the problem is when the Ron says when the gold is inside of the hole, so you're blowing into the gold. No, they hold it. Putting on the gold on the outside, where your lips are going to rest on the gold, that's a problem. Even though there's no gold inside, and that which is said is kosher is if there's a band of gold further down the shofar. Okay. Samach Tess. Suppose Gulashan of Brisa, Atevis Yesh Reforsh. So first it quotes the Brisa, then it explains. So the first shot says, Hani Ovri Ashofar Ritzalim. The Ovri Ashofar Lamal, Yesh Nechudim. And there are two edges. Echad shenot the tzad chalal ha-shofar, ve'echad shenot the tzad chutz. You have the outer layer where you're going to put your lips on, and you have the inner layer where you blow into. The parish of Rishon, Mikri, Mokam, and Ochaz, Ha-Peh, Hanu, Mishisipo, the tzad penim. U'psula mishum, Shehevel, Akal, Nichlas, Lazov. The sound goes, the breath goes into the gold. Shalom, and Ochaz, Ha-Peh, Hanu, Echad, Hanu, Echad, Hanu, Echad, so according to them, if it sits on the outer edge of the shofar, so maybe you'll argue that if you put gold here, some of the gold is going to extend out a little bit. That's not enough to make any real difference. That's the first shot. Pierce the shade. He called Oisa Kotsa Shalamala Mashmachas the Sechpiv. So everything on that end, whether it's inside or outside, doesn't make a difference. That's where you put your mouth. It's further down the shofar, away from where the mouth is. Since it's just a band around, it's not going to change the sound. And the next case, the third case of the brisa was a layer of gold on the outside, anywhere further down the shofar. That's totally me minishtan akol. And suppose of him if them the chol gav the posim shum shoot the kebaza. That's the second shot. So according to the first, from the second shot, Shlomo Kamach has passed. Hanu Kalar Chashayfer. The Machaber Kitzur was out. The truth is, the Machaber, you know, wrote this more briefly than he should have. The Milshon Hamashal, the Kalar Chad Dina Isle Kashrim Tipozah. It sounds like he's saying that if you put it right where the mouth is, this sheetal, that's a problem. Anywhere else in the realm, hold on to the shayfer, it's okay. The truth is that's not true. The correct thing to say is if you put it right where the mouth is, it's a problem. You put it the next piece over, since it's very near the mouth, the main resonance will be later on in the shayfer. So putting it right here, not where the mouth is, but not any further down, will not affect the call. Anything beyond that is a problem. It depends on the effect of the curl or not.
On the mouthpiece, you can do it.
Immediately after the mouth,
you can do it, but just a little white.
No, so on the mouthpiece, you cannot do it.
Right.
Immediately adjacent to the mouthpiece, you could do it.
Why?
Because it doesn't affect the curl. We assume that. And further down the shofar, we have to see if it affects the curl or not.
That means you have to really test it out before you put it on.
Correct.
And if you don't know, let's say you got the shofar like that, and you don't know, you can't use it.
I would assume so. They were saying the rock mashur rishon asamach lahoivi shemach l'sach piv kasher. You still mean derek lishtanu sakol b'shil oisam mashur. I'm showing the math that sefer shofar imzipo told him lishtanu kol mitmach mazeh. The further down you go, the shofar, the more it has potential. It's going to affect the curl. We have to know, did it affect the curl or not? Okay. Yud Zayin. Hametzayirim b'shofar tzurois m'minei tzibayin m'kreil anoisa. They draw up, they paint on the shofar. Lo yafa hemoisa. It's not preferred what they're doing. Because if you potentially put enough paint, it also will act as a layer and affect the sound. If you want to engrave it, that's not a problem. Unless you make a hole all the way through. That's obvious. Iron base. The problem is that sometimes having that layer of paint will affect the sound. Okay. Tell me what, it's thinner now. We said before, if it's thinner, it doesn't make it. So, but the case before was you thinned out the whole length of the shofar. You made it either inside or the outside, it's thinner. And it changed the curl. Fine. What about if I make I thin out bands along the length of the shofar? Also kosher. That's the shofar. That's So if you extended the end of the shofar, but with gold, so that's already the problem which we had before. Stage before us, the sound's going through the shofar and a little bit of gold at the end. Zayndal, Hanna Hoysit, Retzlem, Apostle, Michal Gavli, Av, Imo, Nishtanako. Your test. Here he has a shaver enough about you, talk about Apostle. He holds the shaver away from his mouth, and he has a strong enough breath that it goes through the hole and makes a sound. No good. Ein hey, enough about you. The Bin and Shea, Peeve, Medubical shaver. You have to have your mouth on the shaver. Okay. I'm not familiar with where the simon came from. We're talking about apostle. The yachzer v'yiska shen is kedin ubeli bracha. So why believe bracha? So Sharzin and I Kupi Bay says Batam. Mesh Aindin Zabor, I am Bataz of Prichodish. So what's the makor for this thing? You can't. I blew the shofar. It's my breath going through the shofar. Oh, there's a gap. So Tasha, you have to know that it didn't. It must touch. By the Rosh Hashanah of Ushtetos. So the Ramban learns out this din from the din of Tziposo by the mouthpiece. So Ramban understands that din of Tziposo by the mouthpiece is because there's a chatzitza, there's a gap between your mouth and the shofar. Well, I don't need the mouth to touch the shofar, so who cares? Elma, you see, you need the mouth to touch the shofar. That's the Ramban's right. So the Taz says, no, maybe the problem there is because we assume that the having it there by the mouthpiece might change the sound. My shaking over here, we didn't change the sound. It should be fine. So it's not clear that we have a definitive source for this halacha. Therefore, he says you would read below without a bracha. Without a bracha. Okay.
I can't imagine how you're going to get a sound from a shofar without touching.
I can't get a sound from a shofar with touching.
Really? No, it's easy. If you get the right shofar, it's easy. Okay. You can find a shofar that's so easy.
It's very embarrassing. My son, he bought him a shofar, and he almost went to Eretz Yisrael. He must have been 7 or 8. He wants a shofar for a present. He brought back him a shofar. He's blowing and blowing and blowing. No problems. He's blowing the keys. True, it's short. Nothing comes out. Pretty embarrassing. Your 8-year-old is doing better than you with blowing a shofar. Okay, cough. Nothing shofar, the soich shofar. So you have to, you're blowing with two shofars. So like this, if the inner one is sticks out on both ends, so you're fine. The sound never goes through the outer one. It goes in the hole of the inner one. It goes out at the hole of the inner one. If a pinim out of alchitz mishneit stalov, and that's a pinim itself befiv misaga by his kosher. Okay. As long as they're equal, it doesn't extend any further, you're okay. So now I have another problem. I have this whole other layer which affects the sounds. So if it doesn't affect the sound, good. If it affects the sound, it's a problem. Ein Sein. singing. You're hearing the sound of the inner shofar. If the outer one is a little bit longer, so the sound goes through the whole inner one, it goes through a little bit of the outer one, and then it comes out. So that's not good. It's two shofaris. So no, it's singing out of both. Singing out of one, then the tzadik kotzer. On the other end, they're even. So it's kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch agrees in theory to this halach. I'm assuming the kosher letzamtzim b'shavet. It's very hard to be perfectly careful that if they're shavet, you shouldn't have the chitzayin extending a little bit more than it should. Therefore, the afshar chitzim berlet mat. Okay, and hitzor shiyog nikar abrita shel apanim. So it says practically, I need that it should send out a little bit more. Not because halachically I need it like that. I need practically. Hey, who shall yishana kol? Let's learn. Af filo lo yishma rak opening me. Mekomakim afshar lekol nishana yere shachitzim tipo. Nimtzu the kol bo mikayach shnei shafaris uposel. So the outer layer, even though the sound is only going traveling through the inner one, but since there's a thickness where the outer one is, it changes the resonation. So the it's resonating from two shofaris now. Vimla apostle. Now, what's Vimla apostle going on? It's going back on the last thing we said. If it changes the sound, it's a problem. Or it's going back and we said, if the panimi extends at both ends, it's kosher. And if not, it's not. So what's it going back on? If the panimi extends out on both ends, good. If not, no good. We shouldn't have ruach piv. Doichek v'shneiyeh. But we call so shnei shofaris. Shefechad amarach mono. We call zeon alameidim dim talker b'shnei shofaris mamish b'vada lo yotz. Someone being talented, he takes two shofaris on his lips and he blows. She heard the sound of two shofaris. Right? That's no good. Now, the person talking about, okay, what would be a situation where I hear two people blowing, each one blowing one shofar at the same time? Now, by the Kaisel, and they're Rosh Hashanah, they're having six minyan, right? And they get, and so he's blowing the same sound the same time, but I'm hearing two sounds. Right? So we'll see later on in Tafku Peches where Moses is a Yotze. Okay. So now from here to the end, he doesn't deal with different types of weird shofars. He deals with the issue of obtaining a shofar. Chaval, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, ein mechal in love yomtiv, so that Rosh Yeshua mishum shvus. A Jew cannot transgress the rabbanon to get a shofar. Ketzah. Hoya shofar b'roisha ilan. The shofar is on a tree, so I have to climb the tree to get the shofar. Of Abraham Nor, or it's across the river, and in a way which he would have to go through the river and float it on the river, which we all in Shotan, we don't make rafts. That's only shofar. Ain oil beilun. Ben a shot up in amayim. Tel Aviv, you can't swim across, and you can't climb a tree to get the shofar. But I ain't a hoodie mutter. But yeah. have a goy do when it's mutter. To have his shoes to shoes. Here's what I mean. Israel will any who leave it is the raisa who mishum shoes. Even if you talk about he asking God to tell you to tell doing this at the raisa, the Israel is a mirror is only the rabbanon. Shema chazal lishpois mizeh amira leni huli. He should be shoyves and this and desist from speaking to the guy in the dumalach. He said the rabbanon who shoes the shoes. So it's a command of being shoyves the rabbanon. And a command of being shoyves and welcome into the gazru ayin le'al b'simin shinza. So we're not going to let. So Mr. Murray is going to grapple with, like, why is this? I can't do it with Rabbanon to allow me to blow the shirt, which is the rice. Let's hold it here. So,